expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, May 6, 2014, number 78. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. And we replay throughout the weekend, W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and soon on iHeart Radio, www.yoandrewnts.com. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Tweet us at Andrew Tweet Geo. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. A long night ahead of us. Well, only 2 hours. Don't be left behind listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. And thanks for coming with me and listening to me. Welcome to the program. You know what's so funny? I never saw this on Broadway. One of the longest Broadway shows, The Lion King. Never saw it. Everyone said, we want to see Jersey Boys. Let's go see Rent. Let's go see Wicked. You think anyone would say, hey, Andrew, you want to go see The Lion King? You know what? I would love to see The Lion King. Let's go. And when I was in college, and we're going to get into my college days and speak about that in the second hour, I saw many plays with my college. We saw American Idiot. I saw Avenue Q. It's more of a rated M.A. Muffets. Really funny. And never saw The Lion King. And I don't remember, I can't recall my college putting up a flyer saying, you're invited to come see The Lion King for this low price. Because you're a student. So I never, ever seen The Lion King. Soon enough, I will. Because it's never leaving Broadway. Watch, tomorrow morning, you'll see breaking news, it's leaving. And then that's when people start asking me, how'd you know? I really didn't know. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, couldn't be with us tonight. My producer, Mary Claire Siniskalki, voiceover personality, Moon Summer. My father spectating, Teddy Giordano. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. I want to begin the program tonight speaking about children's movies. And in the next segment, we will be speaking with Will Finn. He is the director of the brand new movie, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, coming to theaters near you this Friday. Really great to have him on. He's been in many movies. He's helped make many movies, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Pocahontas, and many more. We'll be speaking with him. I want to first get into how children's movies, and when I say children's movies, I'm talking about Disney, I'm talking about DreamWorks, I'm talking about Pixar, Nickelodeon movies, how they're getting better. They're just getting better. Or they've been very consistent. Remember on the program a few weeks ago, I told you the story. I was in the dentist office, and these two older men, probably in their 60s, were just going off on how today's generation doesn't know how to speak, doesn't know when it comes to television, how to act, pretty much abusing everything around them and bragging about the good old days. And then I defended and said, well, you know, I love my childhood days also. But you have to give credit when it's due. And in this conversation we're going to have now, credit is going to be given when due. And that is children's movies. You can come up to me and brag to me about your children's movies back in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, but you have to give credit to the movies today. And it's getting better, or it's just staying consistent, meaning movies we've seen 30, 40 years ago, we're seeing in a different way, and technology has brought that into effect. And you can't really deny that's not true, because you're probably one of those moviegoers who might have seen some of these movies. And the latest example of how children's movies are just getting better, and Disney knows it, is Frozen. And we all know Frozen, right? It's the fearless Anna. She is that young, soon-to-be princess, of course. Sets off on an epic journey. She teams up with a mountain man, Kristoff. And then she meets a reindeer, Seven. And, of course, she tries to find her sister, Elsa, who, of course, her icy powers trap the kingdom of Ardenil. And everyone saw this movie except me. That's another thing on my list. Didn't see The Lion King, didn't see Frozen. Frozen's the latest example. It's about a young girl who tries to save the world. A young girl ends up finding a beautiful guy, and they end up living happily ever after. The movie made over $400 million domestically here in the country, and made over $1 billion worldwide. And this is 2013, this movie came out, during the last holiday season. A children's movie, rated PG, you all went to go see it. And now we see Idina Menzel, who played the main character. Yeah, she's all over the place. Just like we've seen 10 years ago. Just like we've seen 20 years ago. It's getting better. Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, it's getting better. And Frozen is the example. So why is it getting better, Andrew? Tell me why. It's getting better because of the technology. Technology has really broadened many of the artists' minds. And we're going to get into the artists and the direction in a few moments. Technology has given the opportunity to do things that you weren't able to do. You're able to go onto a computer and create something that you've never seen before. And it's becoming more and more and more popular. And already children's movies has already been good. From The Lion King in the 90s to Snow White all the way back to the 60s. And The Jungle Book all the believe me, the whole 2D Technicolor, now it's all three-dimensional, software, computerized. We've seen Shrek. We've seen Wreck-It Ralph. And we've now seen Frozen do the same thing, and it's working. Technology is making these movies better. It's improving what we've already seen. Disney didn't change anything. And this is why they didn't change anything, because they stuck with the status quo. That's the second thing Disney has done great, is you see every single company, because that's what businesses do, okay? Do you hear what I'm saying? Businesses change the layout. They change the logo. They change the way they operate. And what happens? It ends up being a big or ends up being a bust. Disney has not done such. They say, this is what Americans want. This is what those overseas want. They want the beautiful girl who ends up being trapped or ends up being average, goes out, does some miraculous adventure for 2 to 3 hours at a time, meets a guy on the way, and at the end of the movie, they live happily ever after, and they end up in other Disney movies as a cameo, and they just don't tell you that. Now, you tell me that doesn't happen? Or it does? What else has Disney done? The status quo. That's not just made Disney movies and Pixar and DreamWorks better, but made them consistent. Talking animals. Talking animals is just a genius idea, isn't it? Lately, we've had Rio 2. And that's done very well in the box office. And then recently, we've had there was another Talking Animals movie. I just can't seem to bring it up into mind at the moment. But we can go back to some movies. Lion King, Talking Lions. Finding Nemo, Talking Fish. It works. We see talking cars. We see talking planes. We see talking jungle animals. Madagascar. It works. We see talking toys. There you go, Toy Story. It works. Talking toys and talking animals, it works. It makes money and the audience enjoys it. And that's why children's movies are getting more consistent. And now you're adding technology. You can do things you've never seen before. We're now starting to see a demand with technology. Again, we always had demand in children's movies when it comes to the beautiful princess going out and saving the world. Or we see a animal going through some type of adventure to try to save a family. Of course, you're going to see many deaths in children's movies. If it's Shrek or The Lion King or whatnot. But you understand what I'm saying. Children's movies are getting better and you're a part of it. The audience who has siblings, who has children, getting better. 855-712-YNTS. That's the phone number if you want to jump into the conversation. It's getting better. It's getting more consistent. And when I see this Friday, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, it's a little bit different. Now, this is interesting, right? It's a little bit different. It's not talking animals. It's not the princess comes out and tries to save the day. You have a film that's based off a classic movie that's ready to hit over 75 years old that millions have watched over and over again. And The Wizard of Oz is a children's movie and is one of the greatest of all time, if you like it or not. It's been in plays. It's been remastered 30 times. You keep watching it. Now, we have animators. Let's take this story and let's continue it. Now, this is an interesting one. Now it's interesting. Because I've just been bragging how DreamWorks and Disney and Pixar and this particular company that produced this movie, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, and when we speak to the director, Will Finn, in the next segment, different company, he'll explain that to us. They're going in a different route. Will it work? We'll find out. I just know this. Companies are not going to another direction. They're sticking with the direction, and they're just improving it. The old saying, why get rid of something that's not broken? We see many every day go against Nickelodeon and telling them, back in the late 80s when you formed into the 90s, you've had programming for everyone. If it's game shows, cartoons that they call Nicktoons, Saturday night programming, Friday programming, and of course the popular Nick at Night, attracting those who are older and even those who enjoy the older programming. Now Nickelodeon has taken left and right turns, changed their logo 6 times, and some are a part of it and some aren't. And even though, yes, the younger children, if you want to talk about my cousins, they probably watch Nickelodeon, and they're probably going to brag to me in 20 years how great it was. What did Nickelodeon do wrong? Is I'm not bragging about Nickelodeon with them. That's a chunk of consumers that's now fading away. And that stinks. I love Frozen. I love Tangled. I love all these movies. If I meet a beautiful girl tomorrow, and they ask me, so Andrew, what do you like to do? Well, I do like to go get some ice cream and dinner. You know, maybe go to a nice movie. But I love cuddling, and I know it sounds weird. I like to cuddle and watch children's movies. It feels good. You know, you're with the beautiful girl, and you're watching a nice movie. She cries, you bring her into your arms, jackpot. You have now shown you've now shown that you can be superior when it comes to comforting. See, that's what Disney does. But when it comes to other things, not quite. Now, Legends of Oz, all these returners taking a huge left turn. We'll see how it is. I'm probably going to watch it. I'm probably going to enjoy it. Maybe I won't enjoy it. Hey, there are many children's movies that I don't like. Not saying, though, that millions of people have watched it either. Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, Pocahontas, Snow White. Those are movies I never really caught on to. Many others did. And the creators of those movies knew that, and look what happened. It's that simple. It's that simple. Technology, status quo, children's movies are getting better. I feel like I've had this conversation before with you guys. It's getting better. Now, what makes this so important? Some of you are probably sitting there going, Andrew, there's more important things in the world right now. Why are we saying all this for? Because children are able to experience an imagination from someone else in a beautiful, clear, wide screen. And the children, their brains, their minds are developing from 1 to 10. And by doing that, they're able to sit there and think and have a conversation with their parents and one day do what many of these characters do and become brave and become a hero and try to change the world. I don't see this conversation as a bad conversation. You talk about shootings in schools. You talk about crazy nuts on the streets. And you always say to yourself, well, it's the parents that don't raise them correctly. Well, they want some of these great children's movies. They'll probably be better off. And we'll probably be in a better place. Will Finn, director of Legends of Oz, Dorothy Returns, up next. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo? He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he
settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
So this upcoming Friday, if you want to go and see a movie with the children or your family, one movie that's coming out that really caught my interest is Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. And joining me on my program, really happy that he's taking out his time to come out and be on the program. He was artistic supervisor for the story of the movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, supervising animator for the character Iago for the movie Aladdin, supervising animator for the character Cogsworth of the movie Beauty and the Beast, and one of the additional story writers for the movie Pocahontas. All my favorite movies, all from the 90s. Crazy movies, and we're still watching them today. He is now the director of the movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, coming out this Friday into theaters near you. His name is Will Finn, and he's on my phone line. Will, welcome to the O'Andrew News Talk Show.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here and on behalf of Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
Will, first I want to say the movies you've been a part of is part of my childhood. The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Pocahontas, Aladdin, probably one of the greatest children's movies of all time, and I'm so glad that you are a part of that. But now you're a part of the brand new movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, coming out this Friday, and you're the director. Is this your first time directing a movie like this?
No, I've been directing on different films for DreamWorks and Disney, and now for Summertime Entertainment for on and off for about the last 15 years or so. I directed this movie in tandem with Daniel St. Pierre, who is also an ex-Disney colleague, and he came out of the art direction, production design, and visual development department at Disney, and he developed the deep canvas for Tarzan. The Disney movie Tarzan, and won awards for that. So Dan and I directed this movie together, and it was a very exciting challenge because Oz is such a long-lived property, and people have a lot of expectations coming to it, and you don't want to let them down.
So when the audience comes out this Friday to see this film, and by the way, The Wizard of Oz, the story itself is going to be 75 years old very soon. What is the audience going to expect from this movie? Because they all already know the old story of The Wizard of Oz back in the 1930s, and we just seen a recent one with James Franco and Mila Kunis. So what is the audience going to expect from this version of The Wizard of Oz?
Well, the interesting thing is we've got a really great property in that this story is by the great-grandson of the original author of the book Wizard of Oz, which actually came out in 1900. It was, you know, very much the 20th century fairy tale from America. And the original author, L. Frank Baum, wrote about a dozen more sequels. And his great-grandson has started writing some sequels as well. And this Dorothy of Oz was his first book in this series. I think it came out about 18 years ago. And the Carroll brothers at Summertime Entertainment were very smart to grab the rights to that, because Oz is now more or less a public domain property, so to speak. But when you have a proprietary story written by the great-grandson of the original author, you have something very, very special to work with.
Now, who came up with the idea to take this original story and make it a movie? And not just a movie, an animation for children around the country to watch.
Ryan Carroll and Roland Carroll, the Carroll brothers, are a couple of gentlemen who have been in the independent live-action movie market for years. They came out of Chicago, and they came out of a theatrical background. and started working in film some years back. But their passion has always been to do something in animation for the family market. And I give them a lot of credit for pulling this together. It's making animation in this day and age is difficult. And coming out with an independent company against Disney and Pixar and all these big studios, Blue Sky, DreamWorks, there's a lot of competition out there. But it can be done. A little company called Illumination had a little thing called Despicable Me that came out and became a big hit now. And the Carroll brothers are working from more or less a similar model and trying to do that with these Oz stories.
Right now we are speaking with Will Finn. He is the director of the movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, coming out this Friday into theaters. It's so funny when you say that the movies that are being created today are more difficult because of the way animation looks and technology and even more and more competition. And it's funny because in my notes, my next question is this. You have done many different characters and many different stories in the past, and we already mentioned The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Aladdin, Pocahontas, Beauty and the Beast, classics of the 90s, and children who are young and are being born or watching those today. What are the obstacles that you've taken to create this type of movie? Because when you look at this movie, it's not very 2D anymore. It's not... Now it's everything's 3D and everything just looks so real. So what are the obstacles that you had to take when creating this type of movie and not just creating it, directing it?
Well, it's incredibly labor intensive to make animation. It always was because, you know, you are basically making a movie one frame at a time, and it's a huge task. Drawing that was a very 20th century approach. Now that we have digital artwork and can make individual pictures that have photorealistic lighting and texture and all of that, it adds another level of detail to the animation, but it also increases the audience's expectation as well. And as the evolution of computer animation came out of Pixar in the late mid 1990s, and then has been exploited by a lot of other recent companies, and the software that used to be proprietary to a few companies, now you can buy and make your own film in any studio. The software is always evolving, so you're kind of constant, and animation takes a long time to do. So on the one hand, we have the great fortune of coming in at a time when you can, the studio that did the animation, Prana, they have a lot of background in animation already, and they've done a lot of great stuff. And but they also, the challenge is that the technology is constantly changing and growing. So we had to grow along with that.
And what I always tell people is the children's movies we saw in the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s, today, even though it might look different, it's still giving out the same message. And I think it's great what you and your team has been doing is there are so many companies now who try to change everything, who try to say, well, that's the old and this is the new. And sometimes it doesn't come out the way we want it. But when it comes to children's movies, I think they're getting better. I see Wreck-It Ralph, and I see, like you mentioned, Despicable Me, and of course the very popular Shrek series. It's amazing what those movies have done, and even remakes of old stories like Tangled and Romeo and Juliet, movies that, I mean, I'm 24, I'm still a young guy, but there are times when I'm sitting there on my couch taking a break, if it's from radio or from jobs that I'm doing, and I watch these movies, and these movies have just gotten better and better. And I'm glad that the technology has brought in this brand new series of stories, right, Will?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree. I think you know, one of the things that was frustrating is animation stagnated. One of the things that was frustrating for me as a kid is that animation was very stagnant when I got into it. If you look at the the film, the credits to a movie from the early 1980s. It was the same group of people and the same technology that had been doing it since the late 40s. And the reason for that had everything to do with budgets lowering and, you know, what the marketplace was like coming up through the 60s and 70s. Digitization, computerization has changed all that, and it's been all to the positive. What it's done is it brought the audience back to animation in a way that people kind of, there was a stigma to it when I got into animation in the 80s. People didn't want to go see an animated movie. One of the first things I worked on was a Don Bluth movie called The Secret of NIMH, and at the time, it was the most advanced animated movie that had been made in decades, but there just wasn't an audience for it yet. And fortunately, one of the people who saw that movie was Steven Spielberg, and he put the movie American Tail right into production with Don Bluth, who had made The Secret Man. And that was one of the things that started bringing back the audience, even in the 80s. But then when Pixar developed the Render Man, the computer animation software, if you will, that made Toy Story possible, that was a total game changer. And I don't think a lot of people saw it coming because, you know, it just, people couldn't conceive, well, how do you make a picture with a computer? And once that became the standard, then everybody had to catch up.
Right now we are speaking with Will Finn. He is the director of the movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, coming out this Friday into theaters. We definitely want you to go and see it. Will, I want to ask you one more question before we let you go. You have directed such a stellar cast. The singer who's playing Dorothy is Lea Michele from Glee. The Scarecrow is played by Dan Aykroyd. The Tin Man by Kelsey Grammer. Jim Belushi, Carolee Lyon. Really a stellar cast from the old generation of movies and acting, and even from the new ones. How did it feel to be working with such an awesome cast playing voices of these classical characters?
Well, it's a dream cast. And Lea Michele, and like you say, it's a great mix of people with very classic reputations and some rising new stars. Lea Michele is just brilliant to work with. She's a total pro. She inhabits the Dorothy role, and she's so amazing there are some times when I just couldn't believe that I was in the room with someone that talented and somebody that bright who has so much ahead of them. And then turn around in the next day to be working with the Dan Aykroyds and the Kelsey Grammers and people like that. Martin Short is the villain in this movie. He plays an evil jester. And I don't think there is any one comic actor I admire more than Martin Short over the years I've been watching him in SCTV and in the movies. And he's just a total pro. He sings, he dances, he's funny. And in this movie, he actually gets to be a little bit scary, too, which I loved. And, they're all just total pros. Amazing, amazing talents. I also want to shout out to Megan Hilty, who plays the Princess of China County. She is an amazing actress, an amazing singer. She was in the series Smash last year. The original stage version of Wicked, and also Hugh Dancy, who plays her love interest, Marshall Mallow, just a phenomenal actor. He's really, really, his instincts are brilliant. And, you know, there are times, one of the things that I love about working with actors like this, there's really, all you have to do is occasionally answer a question. If they've all seen the storyboards and read the scripts, they just bring it to life in an amazingly professional and delightful way. We also have a guest, a voice in there, Brian Blessed, who's just one of the great English stage and screen actors. He plays a character called Judge Jawbreaker in Candy Country, and working with him was a total dream. He goes all the way back to the series I, Claudius on PBS and from the BBC in the 80s, and he's someone I've always wanted to work with. And Dan St. Pierre suggested him as for the voice, and we had a fantastic session with him when we were recording.
What a cast. What a movie. This Friday, Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return is coming into theaters, and we are speaking with director Will Finn. Will, thanks for coming on the program. I just want to say, big fan of your work, and you really put an impact on my childhood and on my cousins and children to come. I mean, children's movies, animation, I think it's so important. The ages from 1 to 9, while their brain's developing, they want to see these movies. And it's great that you're creating a brand new nostalgia for them 20, 30 years to come, Will. And also, thanks for coming on the program, taking your time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
Will, have a good one. Good luck this Friday on the movie and future projects to come.
Thank you.
Really nice guy to talk to, Will Finn, director of the movie Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, this Friday. So if you have siblings or children, go see it. Maybe you'll like it. You never know. When I come back, what is your favorite children's film? Any decade. I don't care if it's the 60s, the 90s, today. I want your calls, tweets, Facebook comments, and emails. What is your favorite children's film? We take it next. I'm going to tell you a few of mine. Don't leave it behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time, and now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
I'm Julianne Moore. The story begins a few years ago in New York City, where I met a dad and his little boy. The child's head was stitched and bandaged. The man explained his son had tuberous sclerosis, a genetic disease that could cause brain tumors, epilepsy, autism, kidney failure, even death. Where will the story end? Where it must, with a cure. The Tuberous Sclerosis Alliance. Join the fight at tsalliance.org.
Not all superheroes wear capes. Most wear jeans, or sweaters, or suits. Just like ordinary people, because that's what they are. They are the 1.2 million members of Rotary. Men and women whose superpowers are the capacity to care and the desire to make the world better. So the next time you need a superhero, don't look in the sky, look in the mirror. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Fires.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Hi-ho, Kermit D. Frog here, just stopping by the Yo Andrew News Talk Show to say hello. Hope you're not going anywhere. He's coming back on the air in a few moments, actually. You know, when I taped my first film, it was kind of like this. And, oh, what? Oh, it's time. Okay, sorry, Yo Andrew. Back to the radio program, folks. Don't be left behind. Where has Miss Piggy been, anyway?
Look at me. Here I am. Right where I belong.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
It's so funny. There has been so many Muppet movies. When my coworkers asked me 2 weeks ago, they said, what's your favorite Muppet movie? I say Muppets Take Manhattan. I believe it was one of the first ones I saw, and my brother always watched it. Then I watched it, of course. And I love it. I love Muppets Take Manhattan. And I guess I also like about it is it kind of goes into today's Muppet movies, where they go back to the theater and the seats all broken down, and they try to show people we're not old, we're still good. I mean, they first get on Broadway in the 80s, and they come back almost 30 years later. I guess that makes sense. The movie came out in 1984, and now it's 2014. Yes, I'm making many out there feel old. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. We want to know your favorite children's film, what they may be. You can tweet me also at Andrew Tweet Geo, or you can email me, spell it correctly, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Some of you out there are probably wondering, when you say children's film, we're talking about a film for the family, and you really want to watch it because you want your children to watch it. Mary Poppins, that's a children's movie. The Sound of Music is a children's movie. We want to hear those. If you love animation like I do, you want to go into Tarzan or The Little Mermaid, you want to go a little bit back further before the 90s, The Jungle Book, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, let's talk about it. 855-712-YNTS. One caller, and that will make Yo Andrew a very happy man tonight. And while I'm waiting for your calls and waiting for your tweets, I like to tell you some of my favorites. I have so many favorites. I remember when I was a kid, and before they did the whole Disney vault because of piracy, me and my brother, we used to have this these like 3 to 4 shelves, and it was a ton of VHS, tons of tapes. And eventually we got rid of it. And when my mom and dad told me, you had to organize this, it's an absolute mess, and it was, I organized it where we had all the blank tapes with recorded TV shows on it, Full House. I'm talking about classic tapes, and we still have them somewhere. I mean, I have my brother taped the last episode of Full House when it last aired in 94. So believe me, we have some awesome tapes here. If you went to the bottom of this shelf with all these different VHS tapes, you saw all the Disney movies. And Disney, when you see today how they got the, you know, Blu-ray and digital copy, and it's more of a glossary type of cover. Well, back in the 90s, and this is for the old movies and even for the 90s movies itself, you saw the tapes were in this very plastic with more of a laminated over it, and you opened it up and you saw the tape, and in the little square you saw the Disney name. That's the movies I had. We had all of them. You name it, we had it. I don't have any memory how they got there. I just remember the bottom shelf Disney movies. And then, of course, other movies also. I'm talking Toy Story, Snow White, Aladdin, like every classic movie. And they were the best. And now today's movies, like I've already said in the top of the hour, are great. And I actually wrote down in my notes some great movies here. Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph is about a video game character who doesn't want to be a bad guy anymore. So he goes into a different video game universe to try to change his personality and then win the people in his own video game and try to convince them that he's more of a hero and not a villain. Because he sees the neighbors and those who are living in the video game, that's what they want. And Wreck-It Ralph, when I first saw it, truthfully, it did not rub on me well. It was good, I thought it was going to be a lot more. You're expecting a lot more video games to come out. But again, I'm a 90s child. And even though I did go to the arcades were big in the 70s and the 80s. So when someone talks to me about Pac-Man, yeah, I know Pac-Man. I have it on my iPhone right in front of me. If you want to play it, we can start playing it. The fact of the matter is, I wasn't born with Pac-Man. I didn't go on my bike and went to the arcade. When I became that age, arcades were starting to go out of business, and people started to be more demands of video game consoles and now mobile phones. Arcades are now sadly gone, unless you go to Chuck E. Cheese or Dave & Buster's. Then I started to watch Wreck-It Ralph a few more times, and I fell in love with it, and it's one of my favorite movies to watch, especially the ending when he escapes from the villain and goes down with his fist and says that line. And we played the sound clip of Wisdom before. My other favorite movie, and it was recently on Disney XD. It was actually on last Tuesday. I was watching it right before the program. I might have mentioned it last week. It was Tangled. And it was the movie about Rapunzel. But again, a little bit of a twist. But kept using that status quo about the princess, who she's lonely and she's average and she wants to go out. And then she meets a prince. No matter how she meets him, they fell in love. Happily ever after. Made by Disney, of course. And I first saw it in college, Tangled. Great movie. If you haven't seen it yet, it's really good. And the music, because they do sing in there also, just like they're going to sing in this Friday's movie, Legendary Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return. Great music. And if you thought Frozen had a great soundtrack, Tangled's really good. And I invite you to go and see Tangled if you can. Next favorite on my list, Toy Story 3. I love the first one. Who doesn't love the first one? Pizza Planet. Come on. Woody and Buzz Lightyear and the whole gang. Rex the dinosaur, favorite character of the Toy Story series. Toy Story 3, though, when I saw it in theaters, and I saw it in 3D, and I regret seeing it in 3D. Because it was just atrocious. It hurt my eyes. It was more money than I should have spent. I mean, you're already spending $12 for a movie ticket. I'm going to spend $3 extra to see 3D. That was not good. So I didn't like it. But I loved the movie. And Toy Story 3 is actually one of the top children's movies on Rotten Tomatoes. Like one of the top 20 movies of all time. I think it even surpassed the first and second. That's how good it was. Now, Toy Story 3 went from more of a sequel. And sequels always work. They always will work. If you see a movie doing well, you're going to see a second and maybe even a third one. And that's the most they'll go, unless they do more of a spinoff where, well, here's the character's point of view of everything. And that's what the Lion King did with Lion King 1.5. Going from Pumon and Pumbaa. Pumon and Pumbaa? Timon and Pumbaa. Going from their point of view. So what they do is great. And it was a sequel. And Andy goes to college and the toys, of course, end up in some adventure. See, they didn't really change the Toy Story the plot, per se. But with the technology they had, and they didn't really change anything. They kind of kept with the story itself and ended up being one of the greatest movies of all time. One of my other favorite movies, 855-712-YNTS. That's our phone number, by the way. 855-712-9687. I know you got some children's movies you'd love to speak with me about, or if you want to go on Twitter, we could hit you up on Twitter. Twitter.com/@AndrewGio, or if you want to Facebook me, you can also. One last movie I want to mention, and it is the Lego Movie that recently came out. And that's the movie I wanted to see because I love Legos. I want to go see it. And me and my best friend Matt went to go see it. Great. Great movie. For one reason. It has stupid comedy, but it made sense with the plot. And it's a movie that you didn't want it to end. You wanted to keep going. You wanted to know what's going to happen next. It wasn't too obvious. It wasn't predictable. Everything you want in a children's movie, you got from a Lego Movie. And Will Ferrell, who voiced the villain, telling you, I personally didn't really know he was the villain until I got to hear his voice, and I don't want to go any further. I don't want to spoil anything. Definitely want to see a Lego Movie. And that's a children's movie. And that did really well in theaters, especially with the low budget it had. And really having the whole controversy of, is it becoming more of a advertising scheme than really giving out a message for children itself when it comes to the message of the whole movie. And we're going to play a sound clip of wisdom for the movie sooner or later. The message of the movie is you can do anything as long as you put your mind to it and use your imagination, and you can build everything and you can innovate. And that's what I loved about the movies. Even though it might have been an advertising scheme, I guess Lego was reminding people that before you buy an iPhone, you can probably make something better. And Legos is the first way of actually using your mind and creating something. And that's what a Lego movie did. And that's what I loved about it. And that might be my next cuddling movie. So if you have any beautiful woman out there who wants to cuddle with the with your Andrew, we could. Coming up next on the program, I'm going to be going into college days. Oh, goodness. Remember those days? I do. College, those are the days. And now that graduation is coming up. Yep, you wouldn't believe a graduation from my college. And it's going to be 2 years since I graduated. Very scary. Very scary.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.